Errol Valentine, driving you home with the music you love today on Radio Today.
And it is now 20 minutes exactly to 4 o'clock, and our guest in studio for the next 15 minutes or thereabouts is a name, very well-known person to the Joburg Theatre, and it's a very warm welcome to Jill Gerard. Good afternoon, Jill.
Good afternoon.
And thank you so much for your time. Now, we were just saying off-air that you have been around for, gosh, you've done this for years and years and years.
And years.
Do you always get inspired to direct children's shows, shows like this particularly?
You know what, I really do, because every show is different. Every actor brings a different dynamic. Every set brings different staging, and we try to make things as different as we possibly can every time we do it. And yeah, I can honestly say I do get inspired. I love it.
Now, big day for you this time next week is your opening night of the new People's Theatre production, which is Beatrix Potter, the story of Peter Rabbit and other tales. That was written 1901, if I'm not wrong.
110 years ago.
Close enough. Yeah. 110 years ago, and she was in her 30s, I know, when she was.
Yes.
Beatrix Potter was a very, well, you would know better than I, but she kind of exemplified the English countryside, and she was, I think it was just her family, they weren't sort of poor, they were quite comfortable, but she spent all her time with her animals, pets that she had, and she drew them and coloured them, and so you'd know more about that.
No, she did, and they went very often to the country. They had a home in the country, and she would draw the ducks and the rabbits and the mice and all of that, and then the difference between the country mouse and the town mouse is very much Beatrix Potter.
Yes.
You know, she loved the country.
And the watercolours.
Yeah, beautiful.
And she kind of captured the essence of the English countryside. And I mean, that's pretty much, as I understand, all she knew. They didn't have a lot of friends. They didn't go out a lot of places. They always were going to the country. And she was a conservationist.
She was quite
as well.
A lonely person. And she did an enormous amount in leaving land to Britain. But I think the sentiments, what happened in the stories, are very relative to everything that is happening around us, and children to this day still relate to it, which is why these little books have been translated into so many different languages, even Afrikaans.
Mm. But it's all about the magic, isn't it?
Absolutely. It is all about the magic and the simplicity and the reality of life. If Peter Rabbit gets caught in Mr. McGregor's garden, he is going to be put into a pie. And he is going to be eaten, which is a fact of life. Those things happen. And kids accept it.
And the kids love being scared, don't they? Mm-hmm. They love being terrified. And I suppose that's one of the reasons why kids are so enraptured with horror stories. And you look at some of the stories that we tell our kids. Three blind mice, and they cut off their tails with a carving. And it's actually quite gross.
No, it's very gross. But they do relate to it. And funny enough, for this production, we do have some children in the cast. And we sometimes don't cast children. And these kids are very young. The youngest is 6 years old.
So in the cast?
In the cast.
Wow.
So they are incredibly cute.
Yes.
And they really believe what is happening in the show, and they love it, and they act it out, and they play act on the set all the time, acting out these stories, because the set is done so beautifully, it looks like a Beatrix Potter pop-up book.
Okay. I want to come back to that set, but just let's talk for a minute about the children who are in. Is it only children?
No. There's a cast, a very strong professional cast, but there is a child, Peter Rabbit, who is a little boy, tiny little boy, and obviously they're doubles. They're two of them.
What can I say? And how many?
Two.
Okay.
And then two Benjamin Bunnies, and then the other cast, there are three kids for every role.
Jemima Puddle Duck and all
that. Jemima Puddle Duck is an adult.
It's an adult.
Yes, okay. Yes. The fox is an adult. McGregor's an adult.
Okay.
So there's a strong adult cast, but the little rabbits, and it gives a lovely element because they're tiny. These children are tiny, so they're extremely vulnerable with Mr. McGregor charging after them with a rake, you know, this kind of thing.
Because it's really, they're not acting, it's really scary.
It's really scary.
Tell me about the set then. You say it's like a pop-up. How does it work?
The set has been designed by Maurice Bossoff, who designs most of our sets. He is an architect and he's immensely clever. And he has painted the set exactly like the drawings in the book. So anyone being familiar with the book...
Yes, as many people are.
Of course. And it looks like the book, which is very much a criteria of giving us the copyright. Has the play reflected the integrity of what Beatrix Potter is all about? And we sent photographs and all of this before they would allow us to have the copyright to produce this.
So it's pastel colors?
It's all pastels. It's all pastels. And the costumes as well are very much a reflection on the characters in the book. So they do look exactly like what you would expect.
So are the characters, the cast, fully costumed?
Yes.
So
yes.
They have heads on, have and heads. You don't actually see any of their faces.
No, you do see their faces, obviously, because it's a theatrical.
So they've got the head so dressed on with the bunny ears, for example.
With the bunny ears and their face and their makeup.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, and they must get very hot.
They get very hot. But you know what? These actors are fantastic, and they really love it. So they feel very hot afterwards, not really during the show.
How many in the cast?
There are 4 adults and 8 children.
And the children, was it easy to cast the children, or did you have to search far and wide?
No, we had to search far and wide. I think we auditioned over 150 children.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them were really fantastic. And like we say to these kids, look around you. Do you remember how many kids there were? You were the best kids, and they truly were.
Mm. Of course, there are logistics, which must be a nightmare, about getting the kids to the theatre and getting them back from the theatre, and mother fussing and saying, no, my child's tired and can't concentrate, and all of those things.
We don't really have that. The kids are totally stimulated and excited and happy to be there. So they like being there more than being away. So any excuse to be able to be at the theatre, can we come early, is the constant question. They absolutely love it. And in fact, they're an incredibly good bunch of kids. I mean, we've dealt through the years with millions of kids.
Mm.
But these are fantastic. They really are. And maybe it's because they're so young. They haven't been contaminated by schools yet.
And where are they from? All over Germany?
All over. All over. We held totally open auditions. And 2 of them have been in our productions before.
Yes.
2 of them actually played the gingerbread man in our last production.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And the others come from all over.
Wow. Okay. All right. So the besides the sets and having to comply, it's choreographed as well. Did you have free rein with that?
We did. Provided we kept the integrity of the characterizations that we didn't suddenly throw in. And all the music has been chosen to fit in with the Beatrix Potter theme. And Clifford Cooper's done a wonderful job on the musical direction.
Mm.
So, yes, provided it fits into that. And one can't have some glaring heavy metal type music in the middle of Beatrix Potter.
Yes. I don't know whether you did or People's Theatre did Noddy a couple of years ago.
We did.
Because I remember taking my little grandkid who was, gosh, he was about 3 or something then. And the reaction of the audience, the children in the audience, it's as good watching them as it is. Because the reaction varies such a lot. Some kids are completely enthralled. Some are terrified. Some scream out. And I'm sure you get that in this production as well.
We do. Absolutely, we do. But we try to introduce it gradually so that we introduce the participation slowly.
Mm.
And it starts off with a very mild one of Mrs. Tiggywinkle, which gets your audience used to the characters, the format, and then we only go to the rabbit stories in Act 2, where at the end, by the end, last story, which is the Flopsy Bunnies, we take kids from the audience who actually take part and become all those hundreds and trillions of Flopsy Bunnies.
Yes. And generally, it's the same kind of pattern. Some children are very shy about getting up there, and some kids just can't wait to get up.
Yeah, we never force a child, but we have children who book a year in advance and who want to sit absolutely in the front row because they know maybe they'll get called. But we have lots of participation which involves the entire audience.
Okay.
And so it becomes a very nice, very creative experience. This production in October is always our production that introduces books and reading. So there's always a huge stress on reading, going to libraries, reading books. And so we have huge support from the schools. We run two shows a day, every day for the schools.
When you say interactive, do you mean that the cast comes into the audience?
The cast does come into the audience, but the audience also participate. There's one scene where they give the bunnies, all the rotten vegetables, which of course are imaginary, to put in a very large sack so that Mr. McGregor thinks there are rabbits inside the sack. But in actual fact, they're rotten vegetables.
Now, this is a play, and the stories are not just for kids. I mean, I'm sure the parents and grandparents who bring their kids will get as much fun out of it as the kids will.
I'm sure they will. I'm sure they absolutely will. But it's the charm. It's a charm of a forgotten age, of morality, of of every story teaches a lesson, really.
Yes. And it's really clean, simple, pure entertainment.
I think it is. I think it's the simplistic element that appeals to children. And Beatrix Potter herself said, "My books are written for small hands."
Yes.
Whereas, as I would say, I love Winnie the Pooh, but a lot of Winnie the Pooh, an adult can read subliminal text into it, meanings, all of this kind of thing. Beatrix Potter is, as you say, simple and clean.
Yes. All right, so all the usual suspects. There'll be this Mrs. Tiggywinkle, Peter Rabbit, Benjamin Bunny, Johnny Townhouse, Jemima Puddle, the Flopsy Bunnies as well, all beautifully told through her famous characters brought to life by the talented cast, according to the press release. And that's what you've been talking about, how these kids are really, really special.
They are. They're unbelievable.
Now, tickets for special school performances cost 50 Rand per learner, plus one complimentary ticket for an educator, plus 20 learners. Well, they used to be called pupils and teachers, didn't they?
Yeah, they used to be called pupils, but now they're called learners, but
and
it's
educators.
The same thing.
Same thing, okay. to book, you can go on to www.peoplestheatre.co.za, or you could call this number, Andrew, at 011-403-1563. 011-403-1563. And it opens on the 3rd of September at the Joburg Theatre Complex. Runs until the 7th of October. That is all at the Joburg Theatre Complex.
Everything's at the
Joburg
Theatre.
Do you move from there, or are you going to take it countrywide?
We're not. I'll tell you why. Because we have Little Mermaid coming up, which is the Disney production.
Oh, yeah.
And
okay.
That is happening in November. So this is a very, very short run. And for this production, we will only be staying for this year. We might move it next year to other venues.
Okay.
What I must mention is that is the school's price. We are open to the public, and we do have special public days, and we have a kids' club which children belong to. So there are various options, and it is all on our website.
Okay, and I'll give you the website again, www.peoplestheatre.co.za. All right, so let's do a little giveaway here, because we're giving away three sets of four tickets each for the show. And the question is simply, what is the name of the production? What are we talking about with Jill Gerard? Give us a call, 011-88-00329, and you can do that right now, or you could do it tomorrow morning. But try right now, 011-88-00329. I want to know, what's the name of the production we're talking about? And if you call now, we'll be able to, and maybe you'll be a winner of those three sets of four tickets for the show. Jill Gerard, thank you so much. You're an absolute institution in this town, do you know?
Yeah, I like being an institution.
I don't know how many years you've been doing it for, but you've put on some of the most amazing productions here.
Well, I have a lot of help. I have an amazing partner called Keith Smith.
Yes.
Who co-directs with me. We have incredible musical directors, set designers, Maurice Bossoff, and Linda Wilson. So without them, we couldn't do it.
Do you have a story? You must have. I won't ask you now. But you must have stories of note about things that have happened that you felt you could write a book about.
There have been lots. One of my favorites is Craig Abani was playing the rabbit in Alice in Wonderland. And we got a letter from a child who said she loved the white rabbit. He was just wonderful. And he even smelt like a rabbit.
I must make a point of telling Craig next time I see reminding him of that. All right, Jill Gerard, thank you so much. And break a leg for this production.
Thank
I think
you
it's
very
going to be
much.
Absolutely
I hope
brilliant.
We'll see you there.
Yep, for sure. Thank you very much.
The music you love today on Radio Today.